Seismologists have linked wastewater disposal wells to earthquakes in at least a half dozen states. On a geologic scale, the tremors are small, and the quakes in states like Arkansas, Colorado, Illinois, and Ohio have all been smaller than the November 2011 earthquake that shook Oklahoma near Prague. But the regulatory response in those states has been greater. I asked the Corporation Commission's Matt Skinner why Oklahoma hasn't done more.
There is no consensus. There is suspicion on the part of researchers, on some researchers, that induce seismicity, that this is the result of oil and gas production. And we also have the researchers who say thus far, all the data gathered thus far shows no evidence of induced seismicity.
In March, the geoscience journal Geology published a study that concluded Oklahoma's quake was likely triggered by wastewater disposal wells used by the oil and gas industry. But Oklahoma's oil and gas regulator relies on analysis from the state's official seismologist, Austin Holland at the Oklahoma Geological Survey. He says the data point to natural causes. No new rules or laws addressing man-made earthquakes have been proposed in Oklahoma, but the Corporation Commission is considering guidelines for the oil and gas industry. Holland is drafting some recommendations that might be used, which are likely to be finalized this fall. The oil and gas industry and regulators can use the guidelines to
effectively monitor, mitigate the risk, and respond in situations that may come up.
These guidelines are totally voluntary. Actual rules or laws with teeth in them, that's a more complicated political process and the sort of thing industry often opposes. Rules haven't been ruled out, Skinner says, but right now, Oklahoma is eyeing voluntary ways to reduce the risk.
We recognize there is a need for formalized guidance, and that's what we're working towards.
The response in other states has been tougher. After a series of quakes peaked with a magnitude 4 tremor near Youngstown, Ohio, regulators there responded by banning disposal wells in risky areas. Arkansas did something similar after a swarm of quakes shook the state in 2010 and 2011. In Colorado, permits for disposal wells must be reviewed by state seismologists. And lawmakers in Illinois are considering a traffic light system that allows authorities to match their response with earthquake intensity. More than a dozen researchers at the National Academy of Sciences proposed the traffic light system in a report released last year. The Academy identified other risk factors, like active disposal wells located near fault lines. Austin Holland.
You know, it's no mystery that you increase the chance of triggering seismicity if you're injecting near a fault.
So what about the Wilzetta Fault, the fault that produced Oklahoma's 5.7 magnitude quake that injured two people and destroyed 14 homes? The fault line that's surrounded by disposal wells that four seismologists say were the likely culprit? I asked the Corporation Commission's Matt Skinner.
Are they still injecting near Prague?
Yes.
So we're still injecting near that fault line, so I asked the state seismologist, Austin Holland, if that's a good idea.
We're still injecting near that fault line. Does that fall out of what you would recommend for best practices?
You know, I'm going to leave this to that question to someone else to answer.
For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.